What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the Shadowless Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Real Breaking Nate, alongside Super Duper Danny and Mr. Jordan French.
Wake up!
Hi, good morning!
Wake up!
I'm awake!
Hey,
we're awake!
I just gotta make sure that everybody's awake, we're here, we're good to go. It's the first episode of December 2023.
Is it really?
It is. First episode of December 2023,
gosh.
Yeah.
Hello.
Year is
Have
almost
a holly,
over.
Jolly Christmas. Oh, no!
It's almost over.
Yeah, we got another month. This is weird, because I don't know, now that you said that, I feel like time has gone by too fast.
I mean, that's life.
I blinked.
Right?
Yeah, in the blink of an eye.
That's life. There's this whole thing that, like, as you get older, time is technically shorter than when you're younger.
Oh, I hate that. Yeah, because it's, like, relative to, like, your past experiences.
Right, and it's just, like, the percentage of your life that's left. Right, so
oh,
when
God.
You're younger, you have a longer percentage of your life left, so time is longer. But then when you get older, the percentage you have left is shorter, so, yeah.
I don't know, time's going by too fast.
It is.
Your feelings are important. Your feelings go on Dr. Phil.
They should. I'm not sick anymore, by the way.
Yeah, you were out last week. You weren't on the podcast last week. What was up with that?
I was double sick. I got sick two times in the past month.
Double sick? That's like pulling...
Dude.
That's like when you get two ultra rares in one pack.
Yeah. It's like a two-for-one special, except for like the worst kind. Yeah, I got... I think at the beginning of November, I got sick. And then at the end of November, I got sick.
What is up? What is going on with these immune systems here?
I don't know. Mine's... It's not going good for me. I even drank some Emergen-C before I went on my trip. You know?
I don't know.
It was over Thanksgiving. What?
I don't know if that can... If that's necessarily going to help you.
It's supposed to help with your immunes, right? That's the one.
Did you take it like right before you left?
I'm not having this conversation again because we have it every time. I literally even brought this up on the live stream, Nate, that you were going to talk about this. I literally talked about it on my last live stream. Because, no, I took it a few days before my trip, leading up to my trip.
That's not going to work. That's not going to work.
Why is it not? That's literally exactly when it would work.
Yeah, right. Right.
Right.
Oh, I found that lady's TikTok just randomly popped up for me the other day.
Did it really?
Yeah.
The Krispy Kreme one, right?
Yeah, but not that one. It was a different one of her, and she was on an escalator, and she's like, "I love escalators, and I love the person I'm sharing it with. It was her grandson, and we love escalators. You like me, right? Yeah. You like escalators, right? Yeah. Yep. They were on the escalator.
Right.
And then I clicked on it, and like I just looked through it, and her most viewed thing is still the Krispy Kreme one.
What's her name?
That lady's a legend.
I took a screenshot actually to remember it.
Okay, good, because I wanna see this channel here, this TikTok channel.
Right.
Her name is Annie Corzin. So it's
okay.
At
Shout out Annie.
It's at A Corzin, A K O R Z E N.
Okay. I'll have to remember that.
Yeah, right.
Shout out Annie.
Right.
Right.
I wonder if she would come on the podcast.
We need to get her on. She's a cute lady who just says weird stuff. Mm-hmm. Not weird stuff, but right.
So we played the Krispy Kreme thing last week. I had the entire full thing that I played last week on the podcast.
With the full Krispy.
Yeah,
I missed it.
If you don't know what we're talking about, I'll play it again.
Have you ever had a Krispy Kreme?
Hmm?
Have you ever gone to Krispy Kreme? Was it crispy?
No.
Yeah, right.
Right.
That's it.
Right. But you see her face, like her facial expression is like.
Oh, absolutely.
Right. Like it's like a, yeah.
Mm, absolutely. Mystery. You got to see those facial expressions 100%.
Right.
But you're feeling better now.
I'm feeling better.
Okay.
I still have a couple of little, every once in a while I got to do a little, like that.
Yeah.
But aside from that, maybe a little like that. Aside from that, I'm doing pretty good.
No, that's great. That's great. We do have some Pokemon stuff to talk about here on this Pokemon podcast. We're going to talk about the new Pokemon Center that's going to be popping up in Taiwan and some exclusive merch to go with it. A lot of Pokemon Go news dropping randomly. Shiny Treasure is officially out, so we're pretty much going to know the entire Paldea Fates set list at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to talk about some random collabs and all that good stuff. All that and more right here.
Right
here on the Shadowless Podcast. Well, what we like to do every single week, three friends sitting down, having a good time. We want to figure out what you've been up to since we've last talked here on the podcast, the weekly podcast. What have you been doing? What'd you do over the weekend?
Danny?
Yeah.
How was your weekend?
My weekend was great. Thank you for asking. I got done being sick, so I actually went out and did some adventuring. Oh, I went to LA Comic Con.
Oh.
That's fun. Yeah.
Right.
What'd you buy?
What? You know what? I didn't buy a single thing.
Really?
I have to say, and I told you this before the podcast, but I'm going to say it on here, going on public record. I've been to quite a few Comic Cons, and I have to say, this was my least favorite Comic Con that I've gone to.
Why?
And I don't know what it was. I don't know, like, it just was like, meh.
Boring.
Ah, funny. They had some...
Sloppy.
What is this?
Lazy.
What? It's from Dance
to
Moms.
To be honest, I mean... Oh,
yeah.
Is Dance Moms?
That was Dance Moms. Yeah.
That was pretty good.
To be honest, that's exactly what it was.
Dance Moms.
No. Yeah, after that.
That was pretty spot on.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. That's
no.
What...
Yeah. No, if you had something specific in mind, you're like, oh, I want to go meet this actor. Like, this company's going to be there, like, whatever it was. I usually just walk around and, like, find cool stuff that I'm, like, interested in or whatever. This one, like, didn't really draw me in. But I did have fun seeing everybody's costumes. Everybody dressed up.
Yeah. It's a big thing for the conventions is the cosplay.
Yeah. The people watching was on point.
Yeah. A lot of those just like the run-of-the-mill, you know, Comic-Con type of conventions, just like the regular ones that pop up in like every city around the world are very just like celebrity focused. They're not necessarily like unique events going on. It's just like come and meet random celebrity from your favorite TV show or movie.
Yeah, you know, maybe that's what it was, because I imagine, especially for the LA one, they probably did get more of that, and I don't watch TV or movies, and so I was not interested. Huh.
Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, regardless, I had a good time. I filmed a couple of TikToks and walked around, but yeah, I was just like I don't know. Maybe it's also the LA Convention Center is in such an annoying spot in the city of Los Angeles. I don't know if you've ever been to it.
Was it the same?
Oh, wait. It's the one where E3 is at.
Okay.
So you went there for the E3 convention. But yeah, it's just like a kind of hard area. It's right in the middle of downtown. Well, on the side of downtown, like basically right where a couple of freeways are. So it's like kind of awkward location-wise. To get over there, and then the parking is not good, and it's like a whole thing. But all in all, did have a good time, just was expecting more. I think my expectations were too high. But yeah, aside from that, had a great time over the rest of the week that I didn't see him. Last week, I mean, I was sick, but then I spent Thanksgiving with my family. We had a great time. And we think our little cousin Carlitos is the one that got us all sick.
Oh.
Little Carlos. Wait,
did everybody get sick?
Bro, I don't know. Did you see the picture of my family that was there? It's probably like, maybe like 30 people or something. It's kind of a lot of people. But nearly everybody got sick.
Yikes.
And we think it was little Carlitos. He was coughing all over the... No, that was me. That wasn't Carlitos. Why do you have a sound of me cough? You've played that before.
Yeah, I've played it before.
Why do you have that?
You never know when you're going to need it. See, did it not just come in good use right there? You're talking about coughing, and now we got a sound drop.
Yeah.
That was from after when you took a drink.
Oh, yep. It's the booch. That's the booch cough.
Yeah.
I'd recognize that cough anywhere.
Except you didn't recognize it, and I had just literally had to tell you what it was from.
No, I recognize that cough anywhere. Jordan, are you typing? What are you doing over there?
Yeah.
We can hear it in the headphones. Jordan's actively not paying attention.
Yeah, but my mic doesn't pick it up computer. For the recording, so.
We can hear it. What are you talking? It's coming through the mic.
Yeah, shake and bake. This, not on that.
On what? Not on what? It doesn't.
We have two separate things
recording
audio right now. One of them is not picking it up for me.
Which one?
One is and one isn't.
Were you here when we started the podcast, Danny?
Yeah, well, we're using the recording that we're here anyway.
How would I know what it sounds like on there? Because it's picking it up on here too, but it's not picking up the audio.
I digress. If you hear some clanking, apologies on Jordan's behalf.
I'll go louder.
Anyway, weekend was good. How was your guys' weekend?
It's just normal. I just did stuff around the house. you know, organize things here. You know what? We did take a trip to a new, not a restaurant, but a pastry shop. A pastry shop that we've never been to before. And
Nate, I saw this on your story. You did like a full deep dive on the pastry shop.
Yeah, three pictures.
But it was in depth. I'm sorry, you like never, you don't do deep dives like this. This was special. I thought it was special anyway.
No, it was good. The presentation was really nice, and I was like, I can't not share this presentation with everybody. And it was a French pastry shop. Lots of pinks inside of there. Very, very bright, but they had chocolates that looked like jewelry almost. Like, they were just very well painted, and
they take pride in their crafts.
Right, and macaroons, tons of macaroons there.
Oh.
We all love a good macaroon. They had been.
Is it macaron or macaroon?
Macaroni.
You had macarons, I'm pretty sure. Were they the ones with the coconut, or are they the ones with the cookies with the cream in the middle?
Cookies with the cream.
I think that's, it's weird because they're two different words. I think it's macaron.
I think it's...
With one O.
I think it's macaroon.
No, because macaroon is the one with coconut shavings.
Are you sure?
It's like a cookie.
Okay.
Google it.
Okay.
You're not going to Google it.
We're on the podcast. I'm not going to Google it right now.
Just for anybody at home, because I did look this up before. Macaron versus macaroon. Yeah, macaron is a sandwich-like cookie that's filled with jam ganache or buttercream, and a macaroon is a drop cookie made using shredded coconut. So they're two very different types of cookies.
Well, maybe there was shredded coconut in it. I don't know.
No. It's the style of cookie. You would for sure know if it was – you would know the difference. Because one of them is like a sandwich. The other one's just like a blob.
Huh. Okay. Either way, it has macaroons and
– Macaron! It's a macaron!
I had some macaroni.
I cannot stand you.
And had some beignets.
Oh.
And
at the same joint?
Eclairs, I think.
Yeah. Yum. Well, you got this all from the same
base. We spent like $70 there.
Oh my gosh.
I got a lemon tart. Yeah.
Dude, did you go there for like dinner or what?
Okay, so that's funny that you mentioned that because we went out and Marie was like, let's go somewhere that neither of us have been to dinner before. That we've never ate at before. Neither of us. And so I was like, okay, well, let me pull up the phone here. I get my phone out and pull up Google. And let me see what's around that we've never been to before. And then I randomly just stumble upon this like little pastry shop. And I was like, oh, look at this little pastry shop. Look at the pictures and everything. I was like, this sounds good. I was like, do you want to go here? Like, does this count as our, we've never been here before? So we went there and we went inside to just like, we were going to buy like a few things, right? But everything looked way better than we expected. And $70 later.
Bro, they got you.
We walk out and I turned to Marie and I was like, if we still have dinner, it's going to have to be like Taco Bell at this point.
Yeah, little guy, go
we
get
just
a street
spent $70
taco
in here. We can't be going and buying a big dinner now at this point. And so then we went and had Taco Bell.
Oh, that's hilarious. Wait, that's so funny. You like go all out at the pastry joint and then you're like, all right, we'll just have a little something, a little fast food.
Yeah, we've never been there before, so we wanted to try it out, and they were like super nice and helpful. And so yeah, it was just I'm 100% going back.
100%. That's so funny. I love that.
It was macaron, Miserably. I guess.
Les macarons.
Let me pull up my picture right here.
We got those when you were in LA last, right?
Yeah.
Well, not this last
time. Les macarons?
Les macarons.
French pastry?
Oh, they got macaroni?
Yeah.
Macaron.
It's in,
you get the little macarons.
In Fishers, Indiana, in case you're curious, so.
Shout out Fishers.
Go there and parking's atrocious, but once you find parking, it's good. Go there. Get yourself some nice pastries.
Get valet parking to get your pastries.
There's parking there. It's just like one of those congested areas that lots of traffic.
Is annoying.
Yeah, lots of traffic going around. So we did that on Saturday, I believe. And that was kind of like really the only – I think that's the only time I left the house maybe.
Really? Nice to have weekends like that sometimes where you're like, all right, I'm going to just relax. I'm not doing nothing.
We did some grocery shopping as well, but other than that, yeah, nothing too wild. Stayed at home, did a lot of organizing, organized a lot of cards. A lot of cards.
You got your stacks on stacks?
Stacks on stacks over here of cards. Going through some old ultra rares. I didn't find, but I knew it was in there. But I just, you know, I came across this ultra rare Gengar EX from Phantom Forces. And I just started.
The full art one?
No, just a regular ultra rare. And then it just, like, took me down this nostalgic rabbit hole. I didn't look anything up online. I just literally sat there and just, like, you know how, like, you time travel in your mind, right? Mm-hmm. And you're not staring at anything. You're just, like, time traveling through your mind and just, like, thinking of old memories. It's exactly what I did as soon as I saw that Gengar EX. I just was thinking back to the XY era. And I was like, man, yeah, that was such a good era. It was such a fun time. And I don't know.
It just triggered all those memories.
It did. And so
That was a good generation. And it was simpler times for YouTubers, too, for Pokemon.
It was.
Like, content creating.
It was way, way, way more simpler times.
The glory days, I tell ya.
The Wild West of YouTube.
You missed the Wild West. Maybe that was the Renaissance era that I started in.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. That's really funny, actually. The idea of, like, a Wild West, like Pokemon card Wild West, when anything goes.
It feels like anything pre 2019 was like Wild West, it feels like, at this point.
Oh my gosh. Debatable, yeah.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, you can narrow it down to a specific date range, but at this point, which is how much is, like, advanced and changed, it feels like anything pre 2019 is Wild West on YouTube.
It's a different time.
Yeah, truly. Absolutely. Absolutely. But that's what I did. That's all.
Very good.
That's all that I did. I know.
Did some organizing. Got some pastries.
Mr. Jordan French has been heavily at work on Fringemus over there.
Yeah, double Fringemus.
Double Fringemus. Yeah, I've been seeing the post of, like, this video went up, and then this video went up, and this video went up, and this video went up, and I'm like, man, it's a lot of videos.
It's a lot of videos. I'm very tired, and it's only.
You're literally 4 days in.
Fringemus is supposed to be a joyous time, right?
Yeah, for the viewers.
What's the inspiration on the double part of Fringemus? Because previously you had done it one video a day. What was the inspo to, like, double down?
I have two channels.
Are they both on? They're both, like, so each Jordan Fringe channel gets one video per day.
Mm-hmm. All right,
yeah,
so
that's basically it. Yeah,
you're a few days in with this.
Mm-hmm.
Out of everything that's been released so far, what's your favorite video that you've done?
That's been released out of everything so far.
Yeah. Either channel, doesn't matter.
Probably something on the gaming channel.
Okay.
I just put out one as the podcast started. It just went live. That's about a Wario game.
Which one?
Wario World on the GameCube. The Forgotten One.
I don't think I played that one.
I like that one a lot. Maybe that or the Pokemon XD one I did.
You did a Pokemon one, right?
Yeah, I've done a few on there.
I think those two. When are you getting to the Zoobly Zoo game?
Oh, yeah. We'll... And about... Then
can someone please make a Zoobly Zoo video game, please? Somebody.
Yeah, I think they'll get right on that. It's a hot topic. They'll start.
That's
working
the world
on it right
I want to live in. I want to live in the Zoobly Zoo world.
You're in the wrong timeline.
I want just this whole, and that's where I'm hoping VR goes. Right, is that I can just immerse myself in Zoobly Zoo, and live there amongst all the Zubaroos.
Is that a real word that you just used?
The Zubaroos, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the...
I've never seen that. Every time you guys talk about this, just so you know, I have literally no idea what you're talking about. And it comes up often, viewers.
It does. Yeah. You know what? You should watch at least one episode and then get back to us and then tell me what you think.
Oh my gosh.
All right, that's your homework for this week. And then next week we'll get back together again, and then you tell us what you think of Zoobly Zoo.
I'm not going to do that. I still need to catch up on whatever you guys said last week on the podcast, by the way, because I got tagged in it a few times.
I don't even remember what we said.
Yeah, it was Growl of Appreciation again, I think, because I got told Happy Growl of Appreciation.
Okay, well, not multiple initially. Times. I guess you didn't listen to the episode.
Growl! I didn't listen to the episode. That's my homework for this week.
Yeah, it was a different appreciation day, and then we had to switch it. Yeah. So.
Really?
Yeah, we had to switch it. And it was,
interesting.
Good reason to do that, for sure.
Have to check back.
So that's it. That's all we did this weekend. You know, I feel like as the year goes on, right? More specifically, I feel like after Pokemon Worlds is over, we don't do a whole lot. I feel like
I've been doing a lot.
I've been busy.
I literally went on like 3 trips.
I don't think you do as much after Worlds as you do before Worlds.
Oh no. But I feel like you're implying that we aren't doing anything.
I'm not saying... I literally did not say we didn't do anything. I just... You're on fire today. Like, you're wanting to argue with everybody for some reason.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I'll tone it down. It's probably because I missed a week.
You built up.
Oh, you feel like you feel like we're, like, tame? Like, we're, like...
Yeah, it's just... I'm just saying... Yeah, we're just a little bit more tame. Like, the year's coming to an end. That's all. You know?
Yeah, I feel like the end of the year... Yeah, you just, like, stay home with your family and stuff.
Right. And then, like, you kind of, pre-game for next year, you're like, all right, what do I want my next year to look like? You know, like,
mentally prepared.
What do I want to accomplish next year? What's my big goal? Right? And then...
Do you make a list?
I think I make more of a mental list than I do. I don't, like, sit there and write it out and then cross it off as it happens. It's just something that, I know I want to do.
Yeah, you're like, I want to do this next year. You know what's interesting is, like, I do write it down. I'm not one to, like, look back and cross it off once I accomplish it. Like, I'm not keeping track like that. Like, it's like a to-do list. However, I do write it down in pretty, like, it's, like, more detailed than, like
journal style?
Oh, I want to do this. Like, it's just, like, a full list of, like, what I want to do and then how I'm going to do it, kind of. Okay. Or, like, anything extra, like, on top of that. But... I'll look back, like, months and months later, like, at the end of the year, and I'm like, oh, my God, I actually did the things that were on the list. And, like, I kind of forgot or, like, that wasn't, like, actively trying to do them in a way where I'm like, need to make sure this gets done. But, like, they got accomplished.
So, like, surprise accomplishments.
Yeah, in a weird way. It's like not manifest it, but, like, writing it down. Like, I, like, wrote down. I was like, okay, these are, like, the thing. I want to, like, travel to this many places. I want to do this. I want to, like, try to post this many things or whatever. And then, like... I don't know. You come back to it later and you're like, oh, wow, I actually did the thing. And I, like, didn't, like, actively, like, try too hard to make it happen. It was just, like, along the way. It just happened. So I was thinking about it maybe on the back burner or something.
Do you ever, try to accomplish something that's, like, life-changing?
Oh, God.
To where you're like, okay, I want to have a six-pack by the end of the year, or I want to eat healthier, or it's just something that's, like, literally, like, life-changing to...
Oh,
to you.
I feel like eat healthier is like that one, like, makes more sense. Like, that one makes more sense, but is also not quantifiable.
Right. Or if you're just like, I want to be a morning person and I want to get up at 8 a.m. every day and I want to have breakfast and go on a run and do all this stuff.
Is that on your list?
No, I'm 100% not on my list. I'm just making some examples here. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, I don't have anything on mine that's like that.
Okay.
But also, I don't think, like, something that would be life-changing, I think, would be too much. If it was, like, literally changing my day-to-day every day, I feel like it would be too much to, like, write down. It would just be something that you'd have to, like, build on.
Okay.
Like, you'd have, like, a smaller goal that may be, like, leading to that.
No, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I feel like it'd be too overwhelming if you were, like, just write down, I want a six-pack. Because then you'd be like, maybe I should start working out first before I put that on the six-pack.
I think one of my big things this year was that I just wanted to go to more concerts. I just wanted to go to as many concerts as I possibly could this year. And I accomplished it.
You did that. I feel like you well. How do you know how many you went to?
I do not at this point. I do know there was some. There was like a couple weeks where I had like multiples in 1 week. So yeah, it was. We definitely went to a lot of concerts for sure this year.
Dude, yeah, you guys.
If I sat down and wrote them all out, I could definitely give you. I could rank them for 100%.
Yeah, well, I think you've done that at least partially. I don't know if it was on the podcast or if it was on something else, but we definitely discussed your favorite concerts of the year at some point.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's fun.
Best one, Blink-182. We went to Blink-182 several times, so.
What's my age again? What's my age again?
Blink-182 is the top one, and I know the one that I least enjoyed. So, I don't.
But you're going to keep that to yourself?
No, it's Fall Out Boy. Yeah. It
more
was
like
not,
Fell Off Boy.
It was not enjoyable. I mean, they sounded good. I won't get into it. I'm not trying to drag anybody here. I'm just saying it was my least favorite out of all of them.
Yeah. Well, it was like my thoughts on LA Comic Con. I wasn't trying to drag them. I was just saying it. Yeah.
Right.
Didn't meet expectations.
Obviously, I like Fall Out Boy because I went to the concert in the first place. So.
Yeah, that's tough. Poor Fall Out Boy.
Anyways, they're headlining When We Were Young Festival next year.
Really?
Yeah.
You gonna go?
I am not. No.
Oh.
Fall Out Boy and My Chemical Romance are the two headlines for. It's gonna be hard to top this year. This year's was. That's gonna be a hard one to top. Green Day and Blink-182 this year.
Yeah.
I don't know how you top that one. That's a difficult one. For sure.
That's so true. But getting My Chemical Romance, that's, oh my gosh. That was one of the best bands of their generation, like punk bands.
I mean, Green Day and Blink-182 is the top two punk bands for sure. Like, it's just, they're just so good.
Yeah. But I feel like My Chemical Romance is like right there.
Oh, My Chemical Romance.
I think Green Day is, Green Day has more, like more bangers, I think. But like,
oh, I mean, they've been around longer. That's. Yeah, I mean, that's just the thing. Is Blink and Green Day have been around for a very long time, so.
You wanna be an American idiot? You know, I bought that, so on Beat Saber, you know that VR game, Beat Saber?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You ever play that?
Like the lightsabers.
You use the lights. It's a rhythm game where you use lightsabers to slash the notes. Like Guitar Hero, but with lightsaber slashes.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought the Green Day pack on my Beat Saber. And it was, you know, slicing it. This was right when the pandemic started. Literally every day I would play Beat Saber because there was nothing else to do. So I would sit in my living room and play Beat Saber. And I bought that pack that had all the Green Day songs on it. American Idiot was the best one because I got to like jump around and the notes were like flying all over the place. I would literally be out of breath after playing that song.
Whew. And now you don't even play it at all.
No, I don't.
No. All
right. Now I go outside again. But you know what? If there's something else where I'm like, oh, I guess I got to stay inside for the season. Like it's snowed in.
In LA, that's definitely happening. Absolutely.
I'll break out the Beat Saber.
Absolutely happening. Hey, what did everybody bring to drink as we move along here? What did everybody bring to drink? What do you got?
I got a really good one.
Okay. Well, you usually go first, so.
Oh, okay, well, I want you to guess first. So I got my Pokeball mug here. What do you think's inside the mug?
Coffee.
What could be inside that mug?
What could be in the mug?
Oh, it's probably one of those, like, espressos or something.
I'm just going to take a random shot in the dark type of situation here. Sunny D.
Why would you say that?
Well, you gave us no parameters to go off of.
You watched me make it this morning. Actually, Jordan was, correct, pretty much. Okay, so if anybody's listening to this and you saw my story. If anybody's listening here that also coincidentally saw my story from last week, I got an espresso machine.
Who cares?
Aw, man. No, I'm really excited about this. It was an early Christmas gift from Santa. And, It's the best thing I've ever had in my entire life. I've wanted one for a while. It's not, I'm exaggerating there, of course, but like, it is really nice. And I had been drinking a lot of lattes, and I was like, I kind of want to just, like, not spend $7 per latte. So I got an espresso machine, and now I'm making my own. I feel like a barista every
morning.
Is this
going to go in the way of the Beat Saber? To where you're, like, in it every day, and then you're just done?
You didn't even know about the Beat Saber until today. I can see the espresso machine lasting way longer than the Beat Saber saga.
Okay.
Also, a Beat Saber was product of a worldwide pandemic also, I think. But I made my own espresso. It's actually surprisingly hard to, like, do it correct. Yeah, I guess, like, do it correct because you got to, like, pack the grounds in there and it's got to be, like, a certain consistency of the grind for it to get a good pour going, you know? And yeah. Then they have the special filters for it and all sorts of stuff. So anyway, I made a latte with oat milk this morning. Ooh. And now that's what's in my mug.
Is that the only thing you got to drink today?
Yes, currently.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Any snacks?
No snacks here in the studio.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Just me and my oat milk latte that I made myself on my espresso machine. It's even got a steamer for the milk. I steamed my milk.
Jordan, what do you got?
Oh, you know me. Just got some of that gamer subs.
Oh,
bro, I saw the gamer subs booth this weekend.
Yeah,
I tried some gamer subs for the first time actually, Jordan. What flavor? It was very good. I don't remember. It was like a light pink. It was like a translucent pink.
Mm. Was it Peeps?
No,
it did not taste like Peeps.
Well, you gave
Peeps
us
the marshmallow things?
You gave us nothing to go off of.
Well, the color, yeah, I don't know. I didn't see that because it was in like one of those big like vats, you know, those little containers that's got a little spout. From it. Yeah. Yeah, so I didn't see what the flavor was, but I do have to say, like, it was a fruit flavor. Obviously, it was pretty good. Yeah, I liked it.
Nice. Okay.
Whatever the light pink translucent flavor is.
Nice.
Pretty good.
What color is yours over there, Jordan?
Mine's a mix today. I mix some flavors up.
Light pink translucent.
Can you do that? Is that allowed?
Yeah,
I think it's illegal.
You can mix
wee
the flavors.
Wee woo,
yeah,
okay. Wee woo.
Yeah, they encourage you. You can mix some stuff around. I decided to make my own version of an Arnold Palmer.
Oh.
So I put lemonade and peach tea in here.
Ooh.
Okay.
That's
Shut
fine.
Up! Mm-hmm. Shut up!
That's Arnold.
What?
You said Arnold wrong Palmer. Arnold, that's the only old Arnold sound I got.
Do you have a Palmer sound clip?
It's me, Arnold Palmer.
I don't think I got any Palmer sound clips at all. Man,
that's tough.
I'm so sorry.
Got any golf
Do you ever
clips?
Know anyone named Palmer? Like, is their first name?
Is that even a first name?
Yes, because I grew up with this kid in his neighborhood.
What?
His name was Palmer.
First name Palmer? That's not like a nickname?
Nope.
No.
I don't think I've ever known anybody be named Palmer.
I've only known one.
Wow, interesting.
I know you can name your kid Murr.
Mm-hmm.
Palmer, right? Like, there's a Murr.
I don't think those are
what?
Exclusive together.
Okay.
I don't think you grow up. It's like I dropped the Paul, just Murr now.
Yeah.
I think if anything, Palmer would they'd somehow just make it Paul.
Paul. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Me, Paul.
Paul.
Hi, I'm Paul.
Paul's a unique name.
What about
name.
You, Nate? What you got over there?
I got the nice, high quality H2O.
Drip, splash, water, drip, splash, splash, drip, water, splash, splash, drip.
I can see that water bottle.
Yeah.
All reliable.
Yeah, it's the same one.
You know what we should get
The three
you?
R's.
I don't know if this exists.
The three R's.
What?
The three R's.
Reduce,
recycle.
We should get you, I don't know if this exists, but like an actual water, like reusable water bottle, like a glass one or something that literally looks like the smart water bottle.
I'm sure there's an Etsy shop somewhere out there that's doing
yeah.
that. 100%.
Yeah. I gotta get you one.
Okay. You gonna get it?
Maybe.
Okay.
I gotta see if it exists first, because okay. I can't handcraft. I don't know how to do that. I did see somebody blow glass, though, like, do, like, one of those little glass blowing classes. It's very interesting, but, man, you gotta get that hot. It's, like, thousands of degrees to do that.
Yeah.
That's hot.
Yeah, that's hot. It's very hot.
Paris Hilton, you're welcome on the podcast anytime.
Yep.
What if that's what we just turned into, is that we just get random celebrities that have nothing to do with Pokemon, and then they just sit here and they talk Pokemon with us.
But they wouldn't know it.
They have no clue what's going on. They just chime in every once in a while.
I think that would be the dream. We just need a connection to all the celebrities.
I think it's possible. I think we can do it.
We'll reach out.
Okay. Well, if you all wanted one celebrity on the podcast that has nothing to do with Pokemon, that's never had any relation, that's never done a collaboration, like Ed Sheeran, you couldn't do Ed Sheeran, right? Because Ed Sheeran's had that connection to Pokemon.
Oh, yeah, he knows.
Right. So you got to get somebody that just, they've not been in the Pokemon world. What celebrity would you want that to be? Let us know.
I feel like that's tough. We'd be getting some weird responses. I'm ready. Inboxes are open. Tag us.
Okay. All right. Do you know what celebrity you would want? If you could pick a celebrity?
No. Let me think this through.
Okay. All right. Jordan,
because all the one, does Taylor, did Taylor Swift do something with Pokemon before?
Not that I know of.
No, that was Katy Perry. Taylor Swift.
You want the ratings to go up. That's what it
is. Yeah. Ratings are up. We get all those Swifties in on the podcast.
Jordan, you picking a celebrity? There's so many good ones.
There's a lot of interesting ones out there.
Yeah. Who would you pick?
Zac Efron.
Oh. Whoa. I love that I just had that. My mouse was already on it. It's so wild that you said Zac Efron. My mouse was already on it.
You knew I was going to say it.
The telepathic.
And I just downloaded that one this week to put on the board. I haven't had that for a while. I literally just put it on the board like 3 days ago.
That's so random.
You was just ready.
I'm ready.
You knew.
I got a couple new ones that maybe we'll play at some point. We got one, downloaded one last week during the podcast because Jordan brought it up.
Oh, yeah.
And we were like, oh, I wonder if we can get that on the soundboard. And we did it on the podcast. And it was this.
Call JG Wentworth 877 cash now.
Yeah.
We weren't synced up on that, but the
no, it made it harder to sing because there was like a.
I know. Yeah. That's always the case. I always wondered how, like, if somebody was doing like a virtual, say you were doing like a virtual, whatever, concert or something, but it was for class, right? And there's people during like COVID times that weren't in the same place. How would they even do that? Because there's always lag by like a half a second or like a fraction of a second.
I'm sure there's a way. I'm sure there's equipment or something that's got to be able to do it.
Like real time speed?
There has to be. I would assume so.
I hope so, because otherwise that'd be bad, because everybody would be like, JG Wentworth!
87 cash now.
Wait, I want to change my answer to Lady Gaga, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think I have any Lady Gaga on here. I don't.
I don't have a
single Lady Gaga song.
What is she, Scooby Doo? Row.
Rah, 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 rah. Zoinks, bad romance. Yeah.
You know, I don't know. Paris Hilton's a good one. I wouldn't mind having Paris Hilton on. That would be a fun one.
She would be ridiculous.
That's hot.
And then you gotta go like random, like Howie Mandel.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah. Just a random celebrity, Howie Mandel.
Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh, Ozzy would be a good one.
This would be, the whole podcast would be like, Zubats, but it's flying.
He would talk about Zubats.
He would talk about
Probably
Zubats.
Probably would, yeah. It would come up.
Dude, Ozzy's a legend. All right. I would have Ozzy on for sure.
I just don't know like how communicative he is these days, you know?
Yeah, he probably keeps to himself.
Man, I feel like we could just sit here for days and just name off random celebrities, right?
The property.
Yeah.
The Rock.
And oh my gosh. You know, I feel like there's some celebrities out there that you like wouldn't expect to be into Pokemon that actually probably are into Pokemon. Yeah.
This is probably like Machamp.
Yeah, he would be a Machamp guy. But I remember like when I found out Justin Bieber had a Pokemon collection, I was like, oh, that's like it's so random because you don't expect him to be interested in Pokemon. Or, like Logic when he was like, oh, I bought this Charizard. Like, seems kind of random. So I feel like we'd run into people like that too, who you're like, oh, this is like a celebrity that knows nothing about it. And then they'd be like, actually, here's my Pokemon room.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You wouldn't know until you bring them on the podcast. And then they're like, actually, I've played every Pokemon game. Here's my collection. And then we'd have to say, sorry, you got to leave.
Yeah.
It's only specifically for people that don't know anything about Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is. We could have.
What if they need a structured settlement?
We can get them cash now.
They know who to call.
It becomes the podcast where we start doing like reunions. Like, you would never expect, like, the reunion to happen on the Shadowless podcast, right? So it's like, we get the Simple Life reunion. So we get Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie.
Oh, my gosh.
And people are like, oh, my gosh. They, you know, E! News is covering it. Where did it happen? What late night show did it happen on? No, it happened on a Pokemon podcast.
The Shadowless podcast.
The Shadowless podcast, right? That's where you want it to happen, right?
Yeah.
Okay. As we
got so off course, that was so fun.
It was.
Sorry, go on. Don't forget we have liquids.
No. Oh yeah, yeah. Wow, we really got off course. On the count of three.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
Doink.
Excuse me.
Wow. Oh, that's the best oat milk latte I've ever had today.
You're only saying that because you made it.
Mm-hmm. It was made with love. And I got to do the whole process. It was really fun.
Yeah, and you did something to your milk or something.
I frothed it. You saw me froth and steam it.
Yeah, you Stanley steamered it.
Yeah, whoa. Stanley
was you know what? I did this this weekend?
Did you get Stanley steamers on there?
I did. No, I
didn't. Dude,
They're home cleaners.
I had a pair of... Stanley Steamer sunglasses I bought from a garage sale one time, and I wore them Johns around town just because I thought it was so random made sunglasses.
You know, my favorite sunglasses that I wear everywhere, I even brought them to Japan with me, is a pair of free sunglasses that I got when I walked into a Meijer.
Is it the ones with the red on the side?
It's the orange. Yeah, it's like the neon orange, and it says Meijer right here on the side of it.
Oh, my gosh.
They're so good. They're so reliable. I love them so much.
I have a similar pair.
I've been
from
on a,
Meijer days.
I've been on a kick of rewatching older movies that I haven't watched in a long time. And so last week I was telling everybody I watched American Pie.
Oh wow!
I haven't watched that in a long time. Over the weekend I watched Scott Pilgrim.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
I saw that when it came out in theaters, and that was the last time I saw it. I've not seen it since.
Wait, is that the one with, like, the seven bad guys? Or am I thinking of a different one?
Just the seven evil exes?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
Ramona Flowers.
Right idea.
Did you watch the... Did you do it so you can watch the anime?
No, I didn't even realize that there was an anime until I went to go look for where Scott Pilgrim was streaming. And then I saw that there was an anime as well. I was like, well, I guess I'll probably end up watching this afterwards then, because the entire original cast reprises their roles, so...
Mm-hmm.
How fun.
But there's a lot of people good. In that movie that I just completely forgot were even
Everyone's
in
the movie.
Right. Like Aubrey Plaza popped up and I'm like, what? Like, I completely forgot that Aubrey Plaza was in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's wild. It's a good movie. It's a good movie. I'm surprised they never made a sequel to that.
Well, it's based off original, graphic novel. And then... The movie's a little bit different, and then the show's even more different.
But it was even a success at the time. I'm just surprised that they just didn't capitalize off of it and just keep it going.
Maybe there's still time. Do you think there's time to make another thing?
I think, let's see, Michael, is it Sierra or Sarah? Michael Sarah?
Sarah.
Or Sierra.
Yeah. Either way,
Either way, he... he was like early 20s when that movie came out, right? I don't know if...
That's wild. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if
he... I don't know. Does he look older now? I feel like he's one of those people that still looks like...
Oh, yeah, young. I don't think he ages.
Yeah.
I don't think he ages.
Yeah. He still probably looks the same age. You just have to shave a little goatee or something if he's got
it. Okay, so I was in the shower last night, and I was doing the math in my head of for American Pie, right? And I was like, okay, so how old are they? Because I watched them all the way from American Pie all the way up to Reunion.
You did a marathon?
I did an American Pie marathon. And so I was doing the math in my head. I was like, okay, so they're 18 in American Pie, but by American Reunion, they're like 32.
Wow.
And that, like, I don't know, it just blew my mind. I was like, oh my gosh, they're in their early 30s in that movie. I think they're older in real life, but in that movie, they're early 30s. And yeah, okay. I'm going down a rabbit hole. Sorry. At exactly 46 minutes into the podcast here, Jordan, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, why not?
Okay. The Pokemon or?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, can I ask you a question besides talking about the Pokemon? Why not?
Okay.
All right.
Wow, Buffett.
What caught Mr. Jordan Fringe's attention this week at the Pokemon Center? And in fact, Mr. Jordan Fringe, what did catch your attention this week at the Pokemon Center?
Well, luckily, it wouldn't have been a whole lot, but there were some drops today. There was one drop that happened, though, last week, right after the podcast.
Literally.
And it kind of confirmed that there was one left. And
yep.
I went back, and I found the original email that had the blacked-out images, and it was there. So this was part of it. So there was 8 in total. Okay. So this was the final one. I double-checked. This is the last one.
The last one, unless there's a random surprise one.
Unless there's another random surprise. But this is the last Pokemon Moods figure, and it is Meowth Lucky figure. So it's Meowth on a pile of the gold Lucky Coins.
And is that like a random, like, pearl?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it looks there. Like it's just like treasure.
Singular random pearl. Yeah. This is so cute. This is my favorite one they've done.
It 100% is the best one. Absolutely.
That's why they saved it for last. Even though it was the second grayed out one on the image, it was the one they saved for last.
Interesting.
That
I didn't realize they did them out of order like that.
It's very just not... It doesn't line up right, I feel like.
No, and I'm wondering, because I was hoping they had other angles where you could... I guess, yeah, there are...
Yeah, there are other angles.
I don't know, it's like literally the only...
It's the only one on the figure.
Except there is like a red object at the bottom, like you're looking at the front view, bottom left.
Okay.
There's like a red thing. What is that thing?
A rubber band.
It's so random. That is also really random.
Yeah, I guess if you're going to put those in there, maybe add just like a couple more?
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, that's super. The pearl is like very, it stands out.
So $14.99. Yep, like you said, Jordan, $14.99. That was last week.
Yep, that was last week. But today, we got a lot of plushie-related items. A lot of them. Four of them, which are regular plushies. They are all $39.99, and they vary between 11.5 inches all the way up to 14.5 inches. These are all the new DLC Pokemon. This is that group of characters, the monkey, the dog, the bird, and then whatever the... other one is, whatever the main one is, from the new DLC. Not the one that's about to come out soon, right? That one hasn't come out yet, right?
I think it comes out, what, the 14th or something like that?
Yeah, this is the first part of the DLC for Scarlet and Violet. So it's Ogerpon, which is the, is it a legendary? Or is it like the mythical, or like what was the deal with that one?
I don't know what the proper classification is, but it is like the key.
Yeah.
Pokemon. I would call it a mythical, but I also don't know.
Yeah, it's the main Pokemon that's around.
Let's see, is Ogerpon a legendary?
Yeah, that's what I was.
Yeah. It says yes.
Either
legendary
way.
Pokemon. Okay. Yes, legendary Pokemon, Ogerpon.
Right, and then we got the trio here of probably some of the funniest names in Pokemon.
Love them.
We got Monkey Dory, right? We got Okie Dokie. And then we got Fizandipity. Fizandipity.
Okay, so that's
Fizandipity.
That's Fizandipity. The least coolest one out of all of them.
Like pheasant. Like Fizandipity.
Yeah, so they all have.
I'm sorry.
They all have this purple chain on them that they use in different ways. Like the dogs is like a scarf or kind of like a regular dog collar. The monkey wears it as a headband, and the bird has it like crisscrossed around the chest, kind of.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they're all out there. If you're a fan of the DLC, you like these new Pokemon.
Dude, I love Monkey Dory.
Well, you know, there's a plush of it now if you need it.
Favorite.
$39.99 could be yours.
$39.99, but that's not all. You ever want to have a hug with a Pokemon?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's,
you
there's
just
want to
share
in
the warm embrace of, I don't know, Zangoose.
That was a little specific. It's niche. It's a little niche.
What about a Deoxys?
Never thought about it.
What about a Zeraora?
Now, if you
also
say
never thought about it.
If you say beware next, then I'm going to lose my mind.
Okay, well, I have news for you. It's a Mimikyu. No, it is beware. It is beware.
Oh.
These are a line of hugging plushes, which we saw in Japan, I believe.
We did.
And these are quite big. You know, they range from at the smallest, which is Deoxys at 35.5 inches, all the way up to the Zangoose being the longest one at 39 1/4 of an inch. These are each $64.99. These are big. These are big. You can drape them like on your back and hang them over.
The legs are really short.
Well, the legs are probably more proportionate size than the arms are.
The arms. Yeah. So the arms are just long. The legs are
I
not
feel
true.
Like
but
some
no, look
of
at
them,
how stumpy.
The
look Zangoose. At
Zangoose's, the
Zangoose's
little...
Look at his little legs.
Zangoose a little stumpy. But
they
yeah.
gave him
the
little
arms,
stumpies.
The arms is long.
All of them. All of them have little stumpies. They're really cute. Anyway, sorry.
$64.99 for all of these. They're mm-hmm. nice. I mean, we got to see them in person in Japan. I'm actually surprised that these are on the U.S. Pokemon Center, that they decided to release these, because this seemed like a very much just like Japan-only type mm-hmm. of product. So I'm glad that they decided to release those and at least test it over here, right, for maybe future ones. But
I go for a beware hug. It's a big beware hug.
Beware, though. You see what I did
beware,
there? You see what I did?
Beware.
So,
I get it.
Not a whole lot releasing, and I think this is what we're going to see throughout the rest of 2023. I think we've pretty much seen all the rest of, like, the big drops. You know, there's a few weeks left here. There'll 100% be more stuff, but I don't think I would be surprised if we see something really big drop the rest of this mm-hmm. year. But there's going to be two questions here. Okay. One, we got to figure out what everybody bought, if anybody bought anything. But then two, we have to go into the question that I posed last week here on the podcast, that what is your number one regret of a purchase off of the Pokemon Center ever? Number one regret. One item
serious,
that you regret buying. You look back now and you're like, maybe I bought that in the spur of the moment. Maybe it was a FOMO situation. I bought it. I know my item. So if you need to think there for a minute, you can. But
I wonder if we have the same one.
I'm curious if we do.
Honestly, it could be. It depends. I
don't feel
know
like at
say.
Least two out of the three have the same item, if not all three of us. But out of all these items here, and Danny, for you, we will backtrack specifically to last week's items as well.
Yeah, because I was not here.
So for you,
I was ill.
Yeah, for you, we'll guess last week's items as well. For me and Jordan, it's just this week's items. But there is also, if you did not listen to the podcast last week, or if you just don't know what the items are that got released last week, it is the Eevee Pearlescent Funko Pop. We got the Pelipper with the Damp Rock pin. We have the Squishmallows of Teddy Ursa and Clefairy. We have three different greeting cards, just a general celebrate greeting card, a birthday greeting card, and a New Year greeting card. All of them have exclusive pins, wearable pins as well. So those are the items from last week. So I guess, Danny, I guess we'll start with you.
You? Yeah.
We'll guess for Danny here. Easily what the Squishmallows. You got the Squishmallows.
I'm not confirm or deny.
The Funko Pop one is the oddball one because I 100% you would buy it, but did you get to the computer in time? Is the question. I'm gonna say you got both the Squishmallows. I'm gonna say you unfortunately missed out on the Eevee Funko Pop.
Okay.
Jordan, what do you think?
I'm going to say Squishmallows. I'm going to say missed out on the Funko Pop, but someone got Danny one.
Okay.
I'm just going to, I feel like someone came in clutch and said, I have an extra.
And I think we all know who that could be. I absolutely agree with you on that.
And I think in the cart, without being purchased right now,
right,
is a Monkey Dory plush.
Interesting.
But the cart doesn't count.
The cart doesn't count, but knowing right. how Danny operates.
This is, I don't understand. Like, I feel like it should count. I know, like, what you're saying, like, literally it shouldn't count, but, like, for the sake of this conversation, I feel like it should count.
I don't think it should. You go to the store and you put something in your cart, right? It's not yours till you pay for it.
Yeah, but the store still owns it. Buy it. Yeah, but
you could put it back though. That's the thing.
Yeah, I could.
You could put it right back on the shelf.
That's so true. Okay, so in the case of the Squishmallows,
right.
I'm pretty sure we talked about this, so I think you guys already knew this information. But I did get the Squishmallows. I pre-ordered them a while ago, actually, and I checked my credit card. I got, like, a notification that my card was charged, like, $65. And I was like, ooh, I wonder what that is. My squishes are on the way. So I pre-ordered those. They haven't gotten here yet. I don't know when they're getting here. But in the case of the pearlescent Funko Pop, I missed it.
Oh.
But also, nobody hit me up. So no, I don't have that one at all. I think that's the only one I'm missing, actually. So if anybody has
interruption on what Danny got, Funko news.
Oh, woo! No!
Surprise, Jordan!
So there's a couple quick things here. Mm-hmm. All right, one is that there's going to be more Pokemon Center exclusive Funko Pops.
Oh my gosh!
Oh, okay.
After they were gone, there was a little message that had the picture of the Eevee, and it said, did you miss it? Don't worry, more Pokemon are coming soon.
So a little bit of a teaser.
Didn't
we talk about that on the podcast last week or the week before, to where, like,
we're thinking,
I'm pretty
like,
sure
they'll
probably continue
more.
This because there's not a whole lot you have to do to make them. You just have to paint them.
Then,
yeah, do like the extra coating, the pearlescent.
Then, a place that I've never heard before, but it's called Chalice Collectibles. Got an exclusive Pokemon Funko Pop there that went up for pre-order. And it is a Flocked Umbreon.
Chalice
Collectibles.
I'm surprised you haven't heard of that, because I've heard of that. I think I bought some Funkos from them before, though, and that's probably why. Like, just randomly, offhandedly bought.
But I will give a shout-out to PokeBudget, who alerted me to it.
Shout-out Budget.
Said, hey, did you see this? And I was like, nope, never heard of it.
Okay, let's go.
Did you pre-order it?
Yeah.
No, he did.
Yeah, of course. And that's your Funko news. All right, back to if Danny has a monkey in the cart or not.
Yeah, okay, so I remember we were saying for the pearlescence for next year, if they did it, Eeveelutions for next year.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's a strong one. Especially with the picture of being Eevee. when they're saying that, you know, yeah, that kind of feels like it's a teaser for all the Eeveelutions and probably the other version of Eevee getting another pearlescent.
Yeah. That would be so sick. Mm-hmm. The whole gang.
Then probably a Pikachu in there for no reason.
Right.
Yeah, just because. Maybe the angry one?
I mean, there's like 10 of them, so why not?
Yeah. The standing one? The sitting one?
I want the angry one.
I would like the angry one as well.
Mm-hmm.
A little angry. Okay. In the question of Monkey Dory Pokey Plush in the cart, I did not get Monkey Dory. I didn't even consider putting Monkey Dory in the cart. But there is something else in my cart.
Oh, okay. No.
What do you think it is, if you had to guess? And it's in the cart for a specific reason. Like, I didn't check out for a specific reason.
It's the Meowth figure. What do
you think
figure?
It is? Could be.
Or, oh, yeah, the Meowth. That's fair. You know, it could be the Meowth figure.
I didn't even consider it. It is the Meowth figure. I think that one is so cute. I've gotten probably, like, half of the Moods figures. Just the ones that I think are cute. They're really cute, and the quality is nice on them, like for $15 especially. But this one is my favorite one. I just gotta wait until something else shows up that I want to get that could get it over the $20 shipping minimum. Yeah, because I don't want to spend money on shipping.
Okay. All
right. You know how it is.
No, I know how it is.
Yeah, if it's free, you know, might as well. Yeah, so that's the one other thing I'm planning on getting.
All right, we'll jump to me next. What's your guesses? What did I buy?
Ooh, this is a hard one to think about. I'm going to... If I just had to take a guess,
card.
I'm going to say, about nothing.
Okay, nothing's a good guess. I think you literally got nothing.
All right. In the case of nothing, one of you is correct, and one of you is incorrect. You both are correct.
Wow.
Yeah, I did not get anything. However, Jordan, we talked about this on the podcast last week.
Uh-huh. Oh, and did you get the luxury ball?
Okay, so we recorded the podcast Monday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday comes around, and I go, you know what? I'm just going to go ahead and get it. It's sold out.
Oh.
Ah!
I went to go put it in my cart, and it was available Monday because we were talking about it on the podcast. I had it pulled up, and then Tuesday rolls around, and I was like, I guess I'll just go ahead and get it, and it's sold out.
That's tough.
It is. Also, I didn't realize that the luxury ball was more expensive than the other ones.
Yeah, it was like an extra $20, I think.
Why?
Wasn't it?
Luxury.
Because it's luxury. You see that gold, trim?
There's more trim around it. Yeah,
that's fancy. That's designer.
So mate. What happens when the next one's 120?
Oh, well then it's inflation. Prior to that though, it's mad luxurious.
All right, so that's the only way we're gonna be able to tell is when they release the next one, then we'll know if it's inflation or if it is because it's the luxury ball.
Well, I would be offended if they did. That would be
I think I can get it elsewhere. I don't think it's exclusive to Pokemon Center.
No, I think they probably, I mean, even if you went on the Wand Company website, maybe they even have, like, links to other places that they sell them, or, like, their partners or whatever.
It might be on Amazon.
I was just going to say our dear friend Jeffrey probably has it listed.
Jeffrey?
Bezos.
Oh. My mind immediately went to Toys R Us Jeffrey.
It's either, Jeffrey the giraffe or Jeffrey Mr. Bezos.
You know what? I can get it off of Amazon for the exact same price, and I'll use my Amazon credit card and get 5% back.
Do you actually have one of those?
What, an Amazon credit card?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get deals on your deals. It's like the Target Red one.
Yeah, you get 5% back. So they got this thing now to where you get 5% back on all your Amazon purchases, but if you choose the longer shipping, like instead of getting it like instantly within 2 days and you choose like a 3 or 4 day shipping, they'll give you 6% back instead of 5%.
Interesting. So yeah, if it's a bigger purchase and you don't mind getting it like later in the week or whatever.
Yeah, absolutely go for that 6%.
Get you some savings on your savings.
So I might pop over to Amazon and get me that luxury ball.
Mm.
I won't get a free ornament with it, but that's fine.
Yeah, so fortunate.
That's tough.
Mr. Jordan Fringe, what did Jordan Fringe get?
Ain't that the question?
I mean, so you definitely got the Meowth figure, but when the Meowth figure came out, the free shipping would have not been there anymore, so you would have had to have gotten at least, what, $20 worth of stuff?
$20? Or he just paid the shipping.
Nah, I feel like Jordan's at least throwing in a booster pack or something. But does Jordan get the hugging plush?
I don't recall Jordan looking at those too seriously when we were in Japan, you know? I feel like that would have been a good sign if Jordan was like, oh, look at how awesome these are. Look at them. Wow. I didn't see him do that.
I don't know, but Jordan.
You don't know. I walked around the center by myself.
You came out with so much stuff in your hands. I don't know what all you got.
Yeah. What if he did? He bought all four of them when we were in Japan. We just didn't know.
He's like, I've had them the entire time. I don't know if you're attached to any of these, Jordan, like as a Pokemon. Maybe Deoxys? But I'm gonna go with the Meowth figure. I'm gonna say you threw in some random packs with it. And I'm gonna say that you got the Deoxys hugging plush.
Whoa.
Going out on a limb saying you got that Deoxys hugging plush.
All right, I'm going to say you literally just got the Pokemon Moods Meowth lucky figure, and that's it.
And
nothing
paid for
else.
The shipping.
Paid for the shipping.
Paid for the shipping. All right. All right, Mr. Jordan Fringe, what do you got? What are you doing over here?
One of you is partially correct. And one of you is wrong.
It'd be me that's partially correct.
Not be you that's wrong.
Well, technically, one of you is like absolutely correct, but minus one detail.
Okay.
Did you get two of the Meowths?
No, he got.
I think he got two of the Meowths.
This is the wrong box for it.
Okay, what? So he got the.
Okay,
Meowth.
He held up a box.
This is the box for it.
Okay. But did he? Did you get a second Meowth?
No. Oh, it was still free shipping when I got it.
Oh, was did they still have free shipping?
I just double checked my order. It says I paid $15.89 for it.
Okay.
Wow.
Shipping zero.
Okay, so did you get anything else?
I got it right. I got it right. Take that, Nate. I finally won.
No, you said he paid for shipping. It doesn't count.
Well, but I said that's all he got. I said that's all he got. You said he got extra stuff. All
right.
You added on so much extra
instead
stuff.
Instead of a ding, I'll give you this.
Why is it so wet?
Okay, it's just the rubber band and the pearl.
It's a rubber band.
Is the pearl shiny?
I mean, yeah, it's shiny.
What is the significance of the rubber band and the pearl? The red rubber band.
There is like coin in here that looks slightly different. Like it's still gold and circular, but it doesn't have the lines in it, and it has like indents in it. Like it's debossed.
I saw that on the picture. It's so random. Look at him! Oh, he's
nice. Yeah, that's right easily the best one. Yeah, that is that's an oddball one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
I love it.
He's like, it's all right. I got a second one.
Yeah, it's all right. I got my second one. For the listeners, I pretended to throw it.
Yes.
Did you?
Chucked me out.
So you didn't get anything else. That's it.
That's it.
Wow.
No hugging plush?
No hugging plush.
No hugging plush.
Okay. Interesting. No hugging plush whatsoever. Now,
it's just,
Danny.
This is for everyone.
I'm gonna recap for you since you didn't hear last week's episode.
What happened?
So, early on in the episode, I went, because we hadn't gotten to the Pokemon Center part yet, all right? And I was like, there's this $50 greeting card on Pokemon Center. And I was like, if any of you listeners out there bought one, I want to interview you on the podcast next week because I have some questions for you, okay? And this was a legit invitation, all right? I said, just you tag me, give me proof that you bought this, and then you can come on the podcast next week, and I got questions I want to ask you. We get to the Pokemon Center part, and then it hits me. It dawns on me. I go, wait a minute. Jordan bought this greeting card for $50 for the bit of the podcast. He wanted to play into the bit of the podcast. So during my guessing phase, I said, you got the $50 card. And sure enough, Mr. Jordan Fringe got the $50 greeting card. And so I retracted my statement because Jordan was the person that I could interview then.
Yeah. Jordan.
Yeah, what up?
You bought the $50 greeting card.
Yeah.
What? I mean, okay, I could listen back and hear what you had. Why did you do that? Why did you get the $50 greeting card?
Because it was a funny bit.
I told you, he's playing into the bit.
Oh, my gosh.
But they have since corrected it on the website. It is now $20, so it was a mistake. It's not supposed to be $50. And then we were trying to guess, like, will Jordan get a refund? Will Jordan not get a refund? Is there any update, Mr. Fringe?
There's no update because I forgot to reach out for a refund. But I also have not been hit up about a refund either.
Okay. So essentially what we were saying, because Jordan bought all of the greeting cards, so three different greeting cards. And so we were saying that, like, it could work in his favor because if he gets a refund, that puts him under the $80 threshold and he still gets his Mime Jr. ornament for free.
Oh, yeah. So you got those three and got the Mime Jr.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But if he gets a refund, it puts him under 80. So if he gets the refund, it might work in his favor.
Yeah. Interesting. That's hilarious. But
it was funny because I had posted it in our group text. Mm-hmm. I was like, this $50 card, what's going on here? This can't be real.
You were like, this has to be a mistake, right?
Yeah.
Like, this can't, yeah.
And it didn't
hit. I was looking for it, yeah, and I didn't see it. So, yeah, they definitely
it. Did not. It literally did not hit me that Jordan bought this for the bit of the podcast until right when we were guessing, and it was just like a light switch went off.
And you're like, oh.
I was like, wait a minute. Jordan bought this. Sure enough. Mr. You know what? And I appreciate Jordan playing into the bits because it keeps us on our toes, and we never know what Jordan's buying.
I guess you'll never know.
The $50 greeting card right next to those Eevee statues. The $50 Eevee statues.
One you'll probably get a refund on. The other ones, I don't think that refund's happening.
Too far in.
All right. That's what everybody bought at the Pokemon Center. But the big question is, what is the one item that you regret buying off the Pokemon Center? Not because it's not cool or anything like that. It's just that, like, I probably could have done without this item in my life. Like, I bought it spur of the moment. I had the FOMO situation where you look back and you're like, it was too much money. I probably shouldn't have bought this. I'm literally not displaying it anywhere, whatever the reason may be. But I want to know, what's the one item? And it doesn't have to be from this year. It can be from your entire purchase history of the Pokemon Center. I thought this would be this a fun serious. Question to ask because it's the end of the year. So I think it'd be good to ask questions like this.
Yeah, we're thinking about our life journey, our regrets.
Yeah, so
what we're thankful for
the one item that you regret off the Pokemon Center. We feel like that at least two out of the three of us might have the same item.
Dude, it would be great. I'm super curious because if it is the same item, it's like locked in. Like the fact that we're thinking it, I think it's probably the same item. But if it's not, that's also hilarious because we're both like, oh, what? I thought you didn't like that item. Not that we didn't like it, that we aren't actively using said item.
Right. Who's
going first?
Who wants?
You want me to go first?
Does anybody want to volunteer to go first?
I'll go first.
You want to go first? Okay.
Yeah. So I got a text. I wasn't here last week. I got a text that, like, relayed this information that I needed to prepare an item that I regretted purchasing. And I'll preface it by saying I don't necessarily, like, regret something I bought like that. Like, I just wouldn't buy it if I thought I, like, would hate it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it's just an item that, like you said, I know I could have, gone without. don't really need it. It's literally, this item is sitting in my closet in the box.
It's going to be.
And it's a very large box.
It's going to be the exact same as mine. It's going to be the exact same as mine.
So when I bought it, I like in my head, I'm like, oh yeah, this will be cool. I'll set it up. It'll be like a display piece. It'll be really interesting.
Right. That's exactly what I thought.
And yeah, so I have it still in the sealed box. I never even took it out of the box. It's sitting in my closet as a sealed item. And it is
on the count of three. Jordan, do you think yours is the same as this?
Let me look up the exact proper name for it. Wait, yes?
I feel at this point it is. But I feel like my reasonings are different for why it is.
Well, yeah, let's just, even if they're all different, let's just all say them on the count of three. So one, two, three, and then say it.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right, you don't have to say the exact name of it. You can just say what the item is. All right?
Mm-hmm.
One, two, three. Lionel Train. The
Lionel Celebration Express. Choo, choo.
I even had the sound queued up here.
Oh my gosh.
I really wanted to yell Lionel Coin Bank. Lionel Coin Bank.
Lionel Coin Bank. Lionel Coin Bank. Yeah, that was stuck in my head. I looked up because I didn't know if it was called the Pokemon Express or what it was called. It's so the proper name on here is the Pokemon Celebration Express Electric Model Train by Lionel. It's currently sold out, by the way.
So
all three of us own it.
That's literally all three of us regret buying that.
I think, once again, not necessarily direct regret, but, like, it's so unnecessary of an item to own that it's like, are we doing anything with our Lionel train set?
Mine is exactly just how you described yours, sitting in a closet in the original shipping box. Never even opened it up, never taken the tape off of it. It was one of those things. I was in the same headspace that, like, in my mind, I had this grand setup in my mind, and then it just never happened.
Yeah. You're like, yeah, this is cool, because they have, like, the customized carts, and, like, it's got its own track, and, like, it's really cute. And then, yeah, when it came down to it, that box is massive, one.
Yeah.
But then it's like, yeah, I just never had the time or the proper space to set it somewhere. And it's just chilling as it was a year ago when we got it.
Yeah, that's my biggest regret.
Yeah. And it's funny because we bought ours at the same time, and then Jordan, we were talking about it on the podcast, I think, and then Jordan bought his at like that time, like literally within the same week, I think, that we were talking about on the podcast.
Did we talk you into it, Jordan?
So, yeah, here's why...
He got FOMO. We didn't talk him into it. We were talking about it.
No. Be quiet.
Listen back to those podcast episodes, Jordan.
You two, I didn't think would buy it, and then you bought it. And I didn't buy it because I was like, that's like $400, right? So I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do with it. It's a big thing. I don't have a place to set up a train. What am I going to do with it, right? So I didn't get it. Later that same week, we were on another podcast together, all three of us.
Oh, yeah.
And at that point, it was all of you and at least one of the other hosts on the other podcast that said, oh, yeah, I got it, too. And you all said, you have to get it. Like, you're the odd one out.
You got
you're
going
to get FOMO. You're going to get FOMO. And I said, fine. And I caved and I bought it. And I feel like I'm the only one who ever appreciated it when they got it here, because I have mine out. Mine's on display across two... on the top of two
Oh, you
shelves.
Have yours out.
Just in a straight line, like not on the tracks and everything like that, but it's just the train itself is put together across the top of some shelves.
That's what I want.
So,
you're
enjoying it. I'm enjoying it. The only reason it's my regrettable purchase is because you guys made me spend $400 on a train set after I didn't think you guys would get it. And you're like, oh, yeah, we got it.
Because I didn't think you would get it. I remember distinctly making sure to not peer pressure you into getting it, and you caved.
What do you mean distinctly? I'm the victim here, Danny.
I remember you felt left out, but we didn't try to sell it to you. At least I didn't. It could have been. You know,
there's proof. There's podcast proof out there.
Yeah.
That it's happened.
No, I think there's podcast.
The audience
proof,
can agree.
But that
the one time I make a smart decision and be like, no, I'm going to save my guy. I don't know about this one. And you guys are like, oh, come on. You say you're going to maybe, you're gonna regret it. You're going to fear missing out, you know? And I'm like, fine. And I got it. And then you guys just, put
you're
it aside.
And you're enjoying it. You're living the dream with it. You got it all on display.
It's the
everything.
Least I could do when I got peer pressured into it.
Yeah, at least you got yours out on display.
Well, Jordan, the whole reason I pose this question is because I want to come clean with you. We never bought the train. I'm just kidding. No, we both.
Dude, that would have been
so
good.
It's been a fun few years on the podcast, everyone. This is where I'm going to tap out.
Nate, just so you know, I was fully ready to commit to that if you were.
Oh, no, I couldn't. That's too mean. I could not do that. I could not do that. No, I literally have the train sitting in my closet. I think I've even posted a picture of it before on Instagram, but it's sitting in my closet, and if anybody wants to...
Maybe you set it up.
Anybody wants
this
to
year's
trade,
the year.
I'm open for trades. Not sell. I'm open for a Pokemon trade.
Yeah, and it is sold out, so it's probably somewhat more scarce now. You know, you could probably get at least a couple Pokemon cards for it.
Right. Or another Pokemon Center item that I missed out on in the past.
You could get all four of the hugging plushes.
I could.
Yeah.
Or maybe a unique Pikachu in a costume. Pikachu plush in a costume. I've fallen down that rabbit hole, so.
Yeah, there's so many that it's just a little bit too much, I think.
Yeah.
The Japanese ones are, like, yeah, that part's overwhelming. We at least got our Statue of Liberty one, though.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Shout out to Al Creamy Sunday.
Dude, I ended up going to New York before she shipped mine out.
Oh, yeah. So and for me, just like, Al Creamy got it, so.
Yeah. And we had asked, I think we had talked about this on the podcast, right? We had both, like, coincidentally asked her, like, the same day, like, hey, are you going to go back there? Can you get me one?
Well, I was just there with Al Creamy, like, a month prior, and they didn't have them, so. But you know what? I'm glad it's neat that we all have the same answer. I think it's neat that we all have the same answer because it just shows that we kind of vibe really well together on this podcast.
There's something to that though. Like why would we all have the exact same item as our regretful purchase?
I didn't even have to think about it. Instantly knew what it was.
Yeah, it's like one of the only items I think I've ever like not like if it's something like that I've ever like not displayed. Like all my other stuff is like out. If it's
what Jordan's doing, like Jordan, what you're doing is I think like the only way you can display it all year long.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Like you can't. What else do you do with it? It just goes in a circle, right?
Yeah.
Is that that's the track? Is it just goes in a circle?
Yeah, but it's an electric model train, so it would go on, you know, it's like circling around on its own with the little choo-choo.
It's Katy Perry?
Right? Choo-choo.
You said it's electric.
Electric!
All right.
It does require 3 AAA batteries, though, that are not included. So just so you know, if you ever decide to crack it open, get yourself 3 AAAs ready to rock and roll.
That is it for the Pokemon Center this week. However, it is not the end of the podcast. No. We still have to discuss what's going on in the world of Pokemon. And remember here, we're not breaking the news. We're simply just discussing what's going on in the world of Pokemon.
Real breaking news! And the biggest piece of news this week, I got an espresso machine. I've been drinking a lot of coffee, so a little bit.
I can tell. You're hyped up, ready to go.
Yeah, you came what on you this, know about it?
You came on this podcast swinging.
Dude, I didn't even mean to either. You pointed it out. See, I need people to keep me in check because I'm like normally I don't even. Yeah, no, that's like not even me. But yeah, I guess I was being a little too like feisty or whatever. Oh, your dog is there. Did you say hi? Wait.
Really? Can you?
Yeah, Evie was just there. She walked out the door.
Oh, you can see.
Call her back. Yeah, on the floor.
I can't even see it on my screen. That's interesting.
Oh yeah, she was chilling. Yeah.
Okay.
She was there. Anyway, I don't remember what I was going to... Oh, I got an espresso machine. Sorry, I was making a bit and I forgot.
I always think back
got
to
some good stuff.
That time when I took the espresso shot in,
dude,
in Chicago.
Dude, this is... I will forever think about that because I really do appreciate that you're like, I don't drink coffee. Why don't I just try a thing? Like, I know espresso exists as a coffee drink item. Why don't I just do a straight shot of espresso as like my first intro? Just, yeah.
Are you my
diving straight in?
You were my friend. I thought you were going to step in at some point and guide me in the right direction of what
I thought
should
you
be
just,
getting.
I thought you wanted to go on an adventure, dude. I was like, all right, we're buckling up. We got our straight espresso shots. Woo!
All right. What, would you guide me now?
Yeah, I would let you know that that's like a pretty aggressive intro.
Okay.
But if you want me to make you some espresso shots, I got the beans. I got the whole setup. I could steam you some milk so
all
you
right.
know how to do a
Can
straight
you get
shot
me a,
if you
a,
want.
Like a garbanzo bean espresso?
I don't know if you can put garbanzo beans in the espresso machine. That would... Okay, not that I would ever do this, but that is a really funny thing to try, to
you
put a different
try
kind
that.
Of bean, like a dried bean in there and see if it grinds it up and you can make like a pinto bean espresso.
I think
like
you should try it.
Garbanzo. It would just, the garbanzo one would just come out tasting like hummus. It's like, mmm. It's my hummus shot.
Oh, all right. So let me talk about Pokemon Go here.
Yeah.
As we, there's a lot. There's a few things with Pokemon Go. They've had a big past week here, but they do have an event coming up in Pokemon Go. That's the way. Is that how you say it? Go. Mm-hmm.
Pokemon
Go.
Go.
Oh, okay.
I do like a little. All right, go.
They got the Adamant Time event, which is going through from December 11th through the 15th, and it's going to focus on some Kanto Pokemon. Bulbasaur, Charmander, Squirtle, Vulpix, Oddish, Ponyta, Krabby, Voltorb, Koffing, Rhyhorn, Goldeen, and Dratini.
Gotta catch them all, gotta catch them all. Yeah. Gotta catch them all, gotta catch them all.
Yeah, Pokemon.
And then you're going to have, like, all the extra stuff of, like, three times the catch experience, Pokemon appearing in one-star raids, three-star raids, all that good stuff. Just kind of like a fun little quick event. I don't think it's, like, it's not introducing anything big into the game. I mean, we've seen all these Pokemon before, so it's nothing completely new.
Nice. And that's like during the week next week, like Monday through Friday.
Yeah, so it's something to do during the week, right?
Interesting.
And then we also have Pokemon Go Community Day.
Just one singular community day?
Yeah, one singular community day. Now, we got the Classic that's happening. So we got the Pokemon Go Community Classic, which is from the 16th through the 17th. And
okay.
the Classic basically is when it brings Pokemon back from past community days. So you can catch up on them. So it's a little catch-up. I guess Classic's not the right word. Classic's a different community day. But a catch-up community day. My apologies there. Catch-up
there
community
is
day.
Actually a special... Oh, yeah. Okay. I thought you were making up that name. I didn't realize that's actually what they called it.
Yeah, so a catch-up community day, 16th through the 17th. If you missed some past community days, this is now the time to catch up. And then also future community days, we have January 6th is going to be Rowlet. Your opportunity to get that shiny Rowlet.
Wow.
And January 20th is actually the Classic community day, which is going to be Porygon. So January 20th for Porygon.
So what is the difference between the Classic and the catch-up?
One's Classic.
But what does it mean? What does it mean?
One's a Classic. And then February 4th is Chansey. Get yourself a shiny Chansey or a shiny Blissey, perhaps.
Interesting. Do they normally announce them this far in advance?
They've started to, yeah.
Oh, okay.
It used to just be like they would announce one.
Yeah.
But now I feel like they're getting them out a little bit further in advance. So Rowlet, Porygon, and Chansey. I'm going to try my best not to miss that Chansey one, though. Got to get that shiny Chansey.
That'd be sick.
And then something happening in your area, super duper. And that is the Pokemon Go Tour 2024.
We're going on tour.
Well, you're not going on tour. You're just driving down the street. This is going to be in Los Angeles from 17th through the 18th. And it's going to be
February.
At the Rose Bowl Stadium.
Ooh.
Yay.
The Rose Bowl Stadium. Now, there will be a research to possibly get a shiny Shaymin. So,
ain't no shame in that.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. Now, and then Dialga, Palkia will be in 5-star raids. A bunch of more stuff. Unknown will be available in the letters S-I-N, O, and H.
Oh.
So.
What does that spell? Sinnoh.
Oh, okay. I thought you're doing like a little cheer? Like a,
yeah.
Okay, cool. Like S-I- a cheerleader.
S-I-N-N-O-H, what does that spell? Sinnoh. So are you going to come to L.A.?
Maybe. I might. I thought about it.
Could be pretty fun.
I thought about it. Now, here's the thing. We were trying to discuss before we started doing the podcast here. Is it inside of the Rose Bowl Stadium, or is it just on the outside of the Rose Bowl Stadium? I think it'd be cooler on the inside than it would the outside.
Yeah, if it was like actually, you're saying on the field, like where they're doing the sports ball. It's funny. Yeah, I don't know. We're trying to imagine the setup of this, and they didn't clarify in the wording. It says at the Rose Bowl Stadium. But I was telling Nate, I've gone to a flea market. They do like a monthly flea market at the Rose Bowl Stadium, and it's just around the outside, the entire outside of the stadium. And you don't go inside at all. But I don't know.
I feel like
how they would set it up.
I feel like it'd be more unique to do it on the inside, right? Because that's not something you would normally get to do. You wouldn't normally get to walk on the field, right?
Yeah. But then I guess they just have to like work out. It feels like it would be a weird setup. You got to go all the way in there and then it's just in the middle, like on the arena part.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I guess only time will tell. What if they do have like some cool like Pokemon battle setup where they like, I don't know how you would like do over the ground or something, or however they do it for
like
concerts
they paint
and stuff.
The turf
they set
is
up.
What you're saying. Paint the turf like a Pokeball or something in the middle. See, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah,
that's
that
what
would
it,
be
that's
sick.
Why it would be cool is like stuff like that.
Yeah, some custom.
Maybe. We'll That'd see. I'm sure it'll get announced ahead of time. Tickets, you do have to buy tickets to this. It's not something you just go to for free. You do have to buy tickets. Right now, they are on like an early bird special type of situation. You can get them for $25, and then once that's done, they'll be $30. So keep that in mind. It is a ticketed situation. The events usually sell out, so keep that in mind as well. Plan your trips now. If you plan on going, plan it now. And then next up, quick mention, Clarks. Apparently this is a shoe brand, a footwear brand.
Shout out Clarks.
It's in the UK, I believe, right? Clarks in the UK?
Yeah.
They did a collaboration with Pokemon before, but they're about to do another collaboration with Pokemon. And it's just kind of going based off of like the starters, right? Pikachu, Squirtle, Bulbasaur, Charmander. That's like the colors that they're in. Just like
the shoe that it's a very unique style of shoe called, I think it's called the Torhill High.
Okay.
It's like literally just like what it's called. But yeah, it looks like it's like suede or like something. Yeah. Suede premium kind of product on that shoe, and we were talking about how I've never seen a shoe exactly like this. It's a very unique style of shoe.
It is. It's very, very unique. It has like a Pokeball embroidered into the side of the shoe.
Yeah, it actually looks really, really nice because the colors on it are kind of like, it looks like the material is like white mixed with whatever color is the suede on the side, so it's kind of like a little bit lighter than the tone of the shoe.
It has the Pokemon on the tongue of the shoe. And then on the heel, it says the Pokédex number.
Interesting.
So, and then the bottom sole, or the bottom of the shoe, is the same color as the shoe.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah, I like that they actually put, like, the Pokémon. It's a little sprite. It's almost like
8-bit. type of.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, from one of, like, the original, like, the Game Boy game. Maybe not the original Game Boy games, but, like, whatever, the Game Boy Advance style ones. But, yeah, that looks nice that they actually put the Pokemon on there. I know on the Puma ones, I think it was just on, like, the little tag attachment that they had the actual picture of whatever Pokemon it was representing.
Yeah, I wish it was, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, I wish they would have done a little bit more with those Puma ones.
Yeah, I think it was like a silhouette on the inside of the shoe as well, but there was nothing on the outside, I don't think. But yeah, these ones you could like get away with, like not people also not knowing that it's a Pokemon collab, aside from the little thing on the tongue. The bottoms look sick. I'm looking at them now. That looks really
December
cool.
December 8th, they will be available in stores. So that Whoa. Is this Friday. Keep that in mind, this Friday. And next up on the list, we have to mention that I know we talked about this last week on the podcast, but just a little bit more news has dropped with it, and it's definitely worth mentioning. But the Pokemon Center that is opening up in Taiwan, which is the second Pokemon Center outside of Japan.
Well, really?
Yeah.
Just ever?
Yeah. Well, it's still open right now.
Yeah.
And that opens up December 8th. The mascots, obviously, Pikachu is one of them. And then Dragonite is the other mascot, which I think is a fantastic choice.
I love it.
But there will be a Pikachu promo card that will be given out with purchases. And it has Pikachu kind of like, it's got that like little berry pouch satchel. There's like a lot of lanterns in the background. It looks like the sun's going down, probably more in the evening. And then, of course, it's got that Pokemon Center stamp right there in the corner with the Dragonite and the Pikachu writing on the back of the Dragonite. So it's got that stamp right there in the corner. So that is a promo that they will be giving out to people who make purchases. So only one per person.
Yeah, I don't know exactly. So this, it doesn't look like it's Japanese on the card, by the way, and I don't know what language specifically but it's not. It does not look Japanese, and obviously it's not English. But that's interesting because generally those promos are in Japanese.
Yeah, so. Yeah, but
yeah, well, something different.
That'll be a I would definitely want to add one of these to the collection for sure. This is going to be one that I want to try to get. So,
are we gonna go to Taipei, Taiwan?
I already booked my flight. This.
What?
Where I'm at, I'm actually here right now. So,
oh, you're live from Taipei, Taiwan?
This is
Taipei,
green
Taiwan?
Screen, green screen in the background.
You took a picture of your setup.
Did I not do that?
That would
before?
Be a good prank.
Did I not do?
It's been
when I did.
It
the,
has been done before.
When I did the million subscriber event, right? And you guys came out. Did I not take a picture of the studio? And then we printed out this huge banner that we all stood in front of.
Do you have that banner, by the way?
Yeah, I still have it.
Did you keep it?
I still have it.
That's yeah. You should use that for something else. That's really.
It's
funny.
The old studio like, though, so it's.
Oh
it's the one
yeah.
Before this one, it's not this one. So.
You gotta upgrade it next time. Get a new banner.
Yep. Still have it. Still have
Interesting.
It.
Interesting.
But that, along with some other plushies that will be exclusive to that Pokemon Center, are coming out. Pikachu, Dragonite, Jigglypuff, and Teddy Ursa are all getting exclusive plushies for that Pokemon Center.
That's awesome. The Jigglypuff one is really precious.
They're all nice. That's the one. Yeah. They're all just adorable. I really want the Dragonite, but then I'm like, I gotta have the Pikachu to go with the Dragonite, and then you're like, well, the Jigglypuff and Teddy Ursa go with the Pikachu and Dragonite, so I have to have those as well.
Yeah, you just gotta catch them all.
Gotta catch them all, right?
That's how they get you.
So that's a quick mention. And then last but not least that we are gonna talk about is Shiny Treasure. We've been talking about it for weeks because cards have been slowly being officially revealed, but now the set is officially out in Japan as of last Friday. And it's being opened like crazy. And we now have an entire card list, so we know every single card that's in the set. And Danny, you have opened up some.
Yeah.
I have some in my possession. I have not opened it up yet, but you have opened up some.
Oh my gosh. The self-control. Yeah, we did. Well, I did a box break, and then I opened up one for the channel for like a regular video. So I think six boxes in is where I'm at.
There's a lot of good cards, interesting cards in here. Of course, Charizard, Shiny Charizard is in the set, right? Got a special illustration. Mm-hmm. Same with Gardevoir and Mew. You got some special illustration trainers, like the Iono, Arvin, Penny, Nimona, and Clive.
Dude, Clive.
I was just about to say, I'm drawn to the Clive.
That's my Chase, just so everybody knows. The Muex special and the Clive special are, oh my gosh.
The Clive?
Yeah, no, the Clive is
The Clive killer. Looks like Animal Crossing.
It's so good. Yeah, the art style on it is incredible. And like how they captured all of those different characters in there. It's perfect.
And there is a Psyduck on it.
Right, I didn't even see the Psyduck.
Right in the bottom left corner is a Psyduck just sitting in the water. It's very prominent. I don't know how you missed it. It's right there.
What?
Bottom left.
Hold on. Let me go. I got to go back to the article.
Yeah. If you want to see images of these, head over to PokeBeach.com. You know, we love them. Fantastic website. And they got a podcast as well.
They got all the scans. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, look at him.
Little
look
Psyduck.
At the
little
guy.
Right there.
Yeah. In the little tadpole. Oh.
You got some Fletchlings. You got a Hoppip on there. Lechonk.
Lechonky. Sylveon. Oh, there's Applins in the tree.
Yeah, there's Applins in the tree as well.
Oh my gosh. This is the best.
It's a great artwork. I think it's very underrated. I feel like this is the one people should be freaking out about.
This one is fantastic. And the fact that it's like Clive, because you know like the whole bit with Clavel and Clive is just iconic during the game. It's so funny.
And you got, of course, like you got all the characters around on there too.
Yeah, a bunch of the other, like the Team Star characters, Giacomo is on. Yeah, a bunch of, Ortega. A lot of them that got cards already, actually. Most of those characters, I think, are on cards.
And then, of course, we got the new type of gold cards, right? They have like a teal background to them. And they have a little bit more of a prominent texture on them as well. Danny, did you end up pulling any gold?
Dude, I did not get any of the golds. However, in the texture department, the conversation on texture, it's really, really good on all of the like the secret rares. Like even the baby shinies look really, really like the texture is really solid.
Now, do you think
it's like very defined?
You think we're gonna see that same quality when it comes to the English product, though?
Absolutely not, but I hope that they still do something cool with it, because, like, no spoilers, but one of the full art shiny Pokemon that I got, like, you can see the swirl around that just starts at the center, like a spiral swirl, and it goes out in, like, multiple directions of different texture on, like, the different parts of the spiral. Like, it's ridiculously textured, and even, like, the edges are different textures. I've never seen texture like that on a full art, I don't think. Very unique.
Well, maybe it will. Maybe, I mean, because they did say in the press release for the English version that there was a raised texture on the golds, at least. So, I'm assuming they're referring to the golds. But I don't know. Well, I guess we'll have to wait and see on that part.
I would hope. I mean, like, we know generally the Japanese ones is more like a fine texture. Like, it's more like refined, almost like thinner, like more detailed texture, I guess. But yeah, it would be cool if they put like a similar level of it on the English ones too, because it's like is really noticeable, like the difference between the last couple sets.
And there's only 4 illustration rares in the set, which is kind of random. Like, it feels like there should be more. 4 seems like just a very low random number with how popular these illustration rares have been since they started in Scarlet and Violet.
It is kind of weird because the set's so large. But I was telling you before we started recording that out of the boxes that I opened so far, which is like 6 boxes, I literally only got 1 art rare total. Like one of the regular ones.
What one was it?
It was the Wug Trio. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Beep, beep, beep,
beep, beep. That's a good one. That one and the Palafin are my 2 favorites.
Oh my gosh, that Palafin is crazy. It's very intense.
And then as far as, you know, like the full art, the big dudes when it comes to the shinies, we have just about the same amount, I feel, that we usually see in a shiny set. Fortress, Meowscarada, Toadgruel, Quackalavol, Skeledirge, Espathra, Alakazam. Of course, Alakazam getting one. You got to give one to Alakazam. Mew, Gardevoir, Glamora, Great Tusk, Charizard, Paldean, Clodsire, Iron Treads, Noivern, Squawkabilly, Wigglytuff, and Pidgeot.
Boop.
So, all of those.
Yeah, so about 18? Is that 18?
Full arts? I would say, yeah.
That's... Something like that. Yeah, give or take, about 18.
Sounds like a good number. Pidgeot, I don't know. That's kind of a random one to put out there.
Yeah, that one is super. A couple of them are just like, okay.
Sure, yeah.
But yeah, those one, a lot of those ones that were like Pokemon from the original 151 were from 151.
Right.
Like the exact art, just like reprinted in shiny form.
It's weird because yeah, I always feel like that they pick Pokemon when it comes to like the big shinies, right? They always pick Pokemon that don't have like a drastic change from their normal version, right? Like Charizard obviously is a little bit more of a drastic change, but like Pidgeot, Wigglytuff,
like, both of those, even Alakazam is like
not that big of a difference. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not like completely flopped or something, like flipped. The Mew is definitely different. But like they could have gone like Espeon. Like they could have, you know, gone, well, they already did Espeon actually. Well,
I mean, they've already done Noivern, but here it is again.
Here we are. But yeah, the Wigglytuff one's hilarious because it's literally just the eye color pretty much.
Yeah, I'm very curious why they do that sometimes. Not that it's bad, I'm just curious, right?
Yeah.
Because there's definitely some Pokemon that have huge color differences.
Yeah, and I think it's funny that the starters for Paldea are like the same, basically. The shiny version is like Quackwivels. I don't even know what they changed.
Yeah, that one. Maybe they just brought the saturation down just a little bit on that one.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of funny, some of those. But yeah, I think those, the full arts look good. Like I was saying, when you see them in person, like the texture is crazy. So like the holofoil and like the extra little pizzazz does go a long way. Like you can't tell on the scan. But yeah, those look really nice. The baby shinies, the quality is really nice. The colors look really good too.
No Psyduck.
So I'm excited to open more.
No Psyduck in the set.
That's tough.
We're a little upset about that, aren't we?
I had faith for you, but.
That's
I know,
tough.
Jordan, you were pulling for me. You really were. On the podcast last week, you were like, no, it's going to happen. Don't worry, man.
Yeah, I felt it was true.
It just it didn't happen.
No Psyduck.
It's all right. I guess maybe next one. Psyduck's put in a lot of hard work. That's all I'm saying. Deserves just a little bit more respect. That's all. Just a little bit more.
Nah, he's got enough, I think. Probably got enough.
Yeah. I mean, Growlithe's not in here. How do we feel about
that? Yeah, but Growlithe's got enough respect.
Oh, you think so?
Everybody knows. Everybody knows Growlithe.
I mean, you weren't here to respect him.
That's true.
Hey, I was. Me and Growlithe had our own appreciation day outside the podcast.
That was a ditto. Mm.
Blep. Transformed.
There is some interesting Pokemon in here that I'm glad that they did when it comes to the baby shinies. Obviously, Mime Jr. Love that they did that. Spirit Tomb, Klefki.
The baby. Klefki is so random. Oh, the Spirit Tomb looks awesome. I actually don't even recall actually, like, taking in that art. Or, like, noticing
the
that
Spirit
one.
Spirit Tomb, yeah, it's a good one.
Spirit Tomb looks sick. Klefki, super random, but never seen a shiny Klefki before, so. That's nice.
Doduo and Dodrio, weirdly look good enough.
Green birds.
Those look fantastic. So they for sure picked out some good choices when it comes to
these
baby
Weavile.
Shinies.
You
Slowbro.
See that Weavile?
Which one?
Yeah.
Weavile?
Weavile, hot pink.
I'm going to go down.
Lemonade Weavile.
Oh, that is a good one.
Yeah. That's not.
That's some like Lisa Frank colors right there.
Yeah, it's nice. Yeah, the Slowpoke and the Slowbro were two of my like wants list baby shinies.
Yeah, well, Slowpoke is, we share that as a second favorite Pokemon.
Fan favorite.
Yeah.
Not third favorite for me, but yeah.
Third favorite?
Yeah, dude. Growlithe, Togepi, and then Slowpoke.
I could have swore that Slowpoke was your second. Maybe you changed it
incorrect.
Over time.
I did not.
Maybe you changed it.
I did not.
I think I would know your second favorite Pokemon, okay?
Throughout this whole thing, I've been lying.
I'm glad that the Oddish line got shinies as well. Oddish is,
why?
I feel like Oddish is just like a one of the more iconic Kanto Pokemon for some reason. I don't know why. I can't give you a good reason. I just feel like it is. So I'm glad that Oddish, Gloom, and Vileplume all got shinies.
Oddish and Bellsprout. Iconic. I got a victory bell on my Pokemon Sleep Squad. Sorry to bring up Pokemon Sleep again.
That's but, right.
Yeah, I got a victory bell. It's been holding down the fort. Really appreciate that Pokemon. Oddish, I feel like I don't remember seeing this line, like, in shiny or really, like, they're in a lot of sets, but I feel like they don't ever get, like, the feature. Like, there was a Vileplume GX, I remember.
There was.
Yeah.
There was a Vileplume GX that was in Cosmic?
Cosmic yeah, Eclipse? I think it was Cosmic. The one, yeah.
Because then you got that.
But it was Erica. Was it the Erica one?
Yeah, because you had Erica in the artwork as well, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one was sick. It was a really cool one.
But that is, I mean, yeah, that's it. That's it. Obviously, there's a whole list of shinies. This set is going to be very, very interesting to try and complete. If you have tried to complete Shining Fates, you will understand how hard it was to get all the baby shinies. It's not even the, it's not even like the big cards that's hard to get. It's the baby shinies. There's just so many of them that that's the hard part to complete right there. I just completed Shining Fates like a month ago. And now I have another one I'm going to have to try and tackle that's going to take
take me,
I feel like, years.
Yeah, this set has over 100 baby shinies.
This is insane.
It's in the Japanese one is number 191 through number 319.
How many baby shinies do you get in a booster box?
Three out of 10 packs. So, yeah, you'd have to open...
That's hard.
I don't even know how to math that. Like 30 booster boxes
were. Without pulling doubles, right? Like, I feel like.
Yeah, it's over 30 booster boxes.
Wow. I mean, I feel like at least when it comes to the English product, you'll have probably better chances of pulling baby shinies, right? Because it's not like the boxes in Japan are fixed, right? Like, you only get three unless there's some sort of weird random error. Like, you only get those three baby shinies, unless you pull a god pack. But you only get those three, but, like, if you was to buy a booster bundle of Paldean Fates, you'd have a chance of, I mean, every pack could have a baby shiny in it. Highly doubt it, but it's possible.
I wonder if the pull rates will be significantly different. Because these, I mean, like, the Japanese ones are just laid out different altogether, because you get an EX guaranteed in every pack, and then you get...
Yeah.
Yeah, like, they're just, like, a little bit... They're more like the premium. I think they call these ones the high class. Wait, are these the high class ones or no?
It's a high class set, I believe.
Yeah. Yeah. So they make them fancier in the Japanese one. Fancy. But yeah, so we'll see. It, regardless if the English one is the same or it's got like 130 something.
Yeah.
Baby shinies. I think it's going to be a big trade set. I think we're going to be trading our way to
lots of trades.
Completing that set.
Lots of trades. Whew. Well, that is it. That is it for the podcast.
Train sets. I'm getting flashbacks.
Choo, choo.
You know, if you are listening on, let's say, I don't know, Apple Podcasts?
Yeah.
Spotify?
Hey.
Anywhere there's some sort of rating and or review system in place, do us a favor. Leave that rating and or review. Help us up to the top.
Skilly bop, bop, bop.
All the way to the top of the ratings charts, and we'll see you all next week, right here on
Choo Choo. Ah, the sweet sounds of the Lionel Celebration Express taking off at the station. Choo Choo.
The Shadowless Podcast.
And that's the bottom line, 'cause Stone Cold said so.